Treasury Salute, featuring Nelson Case, Paul Mann, and Stephen Hill, in a salute to a hero of this war, Sergeant Alden D. McEwen. And now the Treasury salute to Sergeant Alden D. McEwen.
Four years is a long time in a man's life. He can get married, start a family, buy a car, build a house, found a business. All these things he could do in 4 years, unless his name happened to be Sergeant Alden D. McEwen. Because 4 years ago, Al McEwen was too busy to give much thought to the future. Marriage? Not when there were 50 men for every woman. A car? Not with the roads he lived near. A house? Not with the climate so unhealthy. A business? Ah, he had that. And lots of customers. Too many customers. So many that when they stopped coming in, he felt thankful. You see, Al McEwen was on Corregidor, and his business was killing Japs.
Al. Al, they're quiet.
Yeah. Thank heaven for that.
I don't trust them when they're quiet.
I don't trust them any time. But it's good to relax, even if it's only a second. Close your eyes. Catch 40 winks.
Yeah, wake up with a Jap bayonet in my throat? No, thanks.
Don't be a jerk. I'll be watching.
Well, you ain't had no more rest than me. Suppose you fall asleep.
Okay. So I'll catch the 40 winks. You stand guard.
I'm sorry, Al. I didn't mean
it. I know. Okay, forget it. We'll take turns.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, do you hear something?
What now?
Listen.
Planes,
coming over to paste us again.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it. Let's start digging in.
All the time, like clockwork. Come in, lay their eggs, and go away.
Easy, Dick.
They never break formation, just like it was an air circus. Couldn't they dive? Couldn't we give them some opposition?
Well, you know we haven't got any planes, Dick.
He's laying here, watching.
Don't watch him. Stick your nose in the dirt.
Yeah, crawl and get killed like a worm. That's not for me. I'll show him.
Come on down here, I can get a crack at you.
Dick, you're crazy. Don't come back here. You can't do anything with that pop gun.
Come on, just one shot. That's all I want. One
get
shot.
Get down, you jerky. Dirt, get covered. Dick, get hold of you.
Al. Al.
Oh, over here, Dick.
Al. Holy mackerel.
Don't waste time talking. I know. Get a medic. Fast.
No, I'll carry you now. Wait a minute.
Got a post to cover. Get a medic. It's his job, but get him fast, Dick. Get him.
Medic. Medic! Medic!
Nurse, give me something. Anything. Give me something so it doesn't hurt.
There's nothing to give. We've done all we can.
There's got to be something. Morphine, ether, something. I can't stand this pain.
All we have are bandages, Sergeant. Corregidor wasn't equipped for a long siege.
Don't give a hoot what it was equipped for. I'm burning up all over. Do something about it.
So what's the trouble, nurse?
Doctor, this man's in such pain. Haven't we anything at all?
No, not now, but we may have very shortly.
You mean supplies are coming through?
I mean we're suing for surrender terms.
No.
The Japs will have morphine.
I don't care who's got it as long as I get it. The pain. Just take away the pain.
That was what Al McEwen said in Corregidor's Tunnel Hospital on the 6th day of May, 1942. Just take away the pain. Nothing glorious or heroic about that. But then there's nothing glorious or heroic about pain. The sharp, excruciating pain that shoots out from metal bomb fragments buried deep in the legs and the arms. The pain that could only be relieved by a drug, a moment of kind unconsciousness, or more pain. And it was this last method the Japanese chose when they took Al McEwen for a walk on a place called Bataan.
Don't we ever stop walking, Dick?
Oh, we'll get a break soon. Just keep going, Al. Yeah, lean more on me.
Yeah. Can't stop.
Al, let me carry you. Get on my back, huh?
And have both of us go out?
Well, it's my fault you're this
Nobody's
way.
Nobody's fault. Makes no difference. Nothing makes any difference.
I think they're stopping. Yeah, yeah, it's a break.
Oh. Good.
Come on, Al. Come on over the side of the road. Now, sit down.
No. No, can't sit down.
But you gotta rest.
Never get up. I know it. Help me over that tree.
Yeah, sure, Al.
Let me lean against it. Good.
Now, how do your legs feel?
They don't.
Wait, there's one bandage getting loose. Wait a minute.
Make it good and tight.
Yeah, sure. How's that?
Tighter.
Well, I gotta let some blood circulate, Al. How's that?
Better. Feels almost good. Oh, they're starting up again.
Huh?
Come on, let's go.
This is no break, Al. It's too short.
Probably the best break we'll get in a long time.
But just how long is time? Weeks of pleasure that pass as minutes, minutes of pain that pass as weeks, or years of imprisonment that have no meaning at all? Al McEwen learned the answer when the gates of the Japanese prison stockade closed on him. For behind those gates, there was no pleasure, no pain, no time, only bare existence in a state of suspension. The future couldn't be imagined, and the past, that was driven from your mind by the periodic attacks of malaria.
All over now, Dick?
Yeah, for the time being, yeah.
Oh, you really had the shivers that time, huh?
I was no worse than the others. Boy, this malaria is working down sort of a routine, huh?
So far, we've been lucky. When I get it, you're okay. When you get it, I'm okay. You'd think somebody figured it out that way.
Yeah, huh? Maybe they did. Boy, I can imagine us both shivering down here.
Don't worry. The Japs did their best short of murder. It's going to take more than a little malaria to kill us.
I hope you're right, Al. Oh, it shakes. I can feel them coming.
Easy, Dick. Hold on here. Hold on. Here.
It's cold.
It's easy, Dick.
Al, don't let me go.
Dick.
Al.
Malaria. One minute you're cold, the next minute you're hot. One minute you're shivering, and the next minute sweat that's covering your face. This goes on for a day and a week and a month, and then it stops, and you think it's finished, only to have it start all over again in another 3 months. Every 3 months for 4 years. That didn't leave Al McEwen in the best of physical condition, particularly not after the bullets. Yes, bullets. Not lead ones that brought a swift, kind death. Small white bullets that meant lingering misery. Bullets that you can buy in your corner grocery.
Rice. No wonder Japs are so small. That's all they eat. Rice.
Don't forget the fish. Sometimes they got fish.
When? I ain't seen any in a year. Just rice. Always rice.
Well, they fill your belly.
That's all it fills. Look at your arms. Your legs. Look at mine. 180 pounds I used to weigh.
Yeah. And now it would be more like 108.
£79. That's what those little white bullets took from Al McEwen. Rice. It's good in a pudding. It's fun at weddings and great as an occasional side dish to a regular meal. But alone, it's poison. It saps a man's energy, lowers his resistance, weakens his body, gives him the dread Oriental disease known as beriberi, a disease that comes on when the body lacks a balanced diet and doesn't get the vitamins it needs. The cure for it is simple. Good food and plenty of vitamins. Two things you couldn't get in a Jap prison camp. A prison camp that Al McEwen thought he'd spend the rest of his life in.
What is it? What is it? I can't see.
Planes. Yank planes.
A raid. We must be winning.
Look. Parachutes. They're bailing out. Those are paratroopers.
Our guys?
I don't know. I don't know anything except they're Yank planes.
We're free?
Yeah, buddy. The war's over. For you and the whole world.
We're free.
They'll be bringing in planes to take you out of here as soon as we can clear a landing strip.
We're free.
After 3 years and 5 months, freedom is a hard thing to grasp. Freedom that means America and food. Freedom that means treatment and cure. Cure for 3 years of mistreatment and malnutrition. But just how many things can go wrong with a man in 3 years? Listen to the diagnosis of Sergeant Alden D. McEwen on his admission to Deshan General Hospital.
Hypertension.
That's extreme nervousness coupled with muscle tension.
Polyneuritis due to beriberi.
That's a morbid condition due to disturbance of the nervous system.
Retinitis, chronic.
An inflammation of the retina of the eye.
Optic atrophy.
That's a slow withering of the nerves in the eye.
Anxiety reaction, chronic. As a result of severe military stress in a Japanese prisoner of war camp.
And finally, there were the multiple wounds of the upper and lower extremities and the skull. All this was what Sergeant Alden McEwen collected over the period of 4 years. All this punishment one man's body took. And now our story ends. The war is over, but Al McEwen is still in a hospital. I'd like you to remember that. Victory is almost a half year old, but Al McEwen is still in a hospital. You can't hear the sound of marching anymore. The shooting's over. That's all past, and maybe for some it's forgotten. But Al McEwen is still in a hospital. Can you forget that?
What is the difference between dollars and United States savings bonds? A dollar and a United States savings bond are each guaranteed by the government of the United States. If you put $75 in bills away in a box for 10 years and then open the box, you'll find $75. But the same $75 invested in a savings bond and put away in a box for 10 years comes out worth $100. And all during the 10 years, it's helping Uncle Sam do a job. It helps care for our wounded and disabled veterans. It helps guard against inflation. It's a great investment, the United States Savings Bond. Buy all you can afford. The United States Treasury thanks Nelson Case, Paul Mann, Stephen Hill, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Palmer Thompson and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warno. This is Albert Groby speaking. Your war bonds help win the war. Your victory bonds will help secure the peace.